Weighing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it's being made. The game is afoot, Watson. It's a line from Sherlock Holmes, one of my favorite stories, Arthur Conan Doyle. He would say, the game is afoot, Watson. Watson was his sidekick. They would go out and solve a crime. Well, there is an ongoing crime. And let me start with the state legislatures. The Republican Party has a mission. It's an actual entity. And it's the Republican State Legislature Commission to target state legislatures. What does that mean? What is that all about? They have increasingly achieved dominance in state legislatures around the country. And there's a couple of ways that that is measured. One is a state where there's a split. One house will be Democratic, one Republican. Another one will be the Republicans have both chambers, but the Democrats have the governorship. That's like Wisconsin. And the third is the trifecta for them. They have the Assembly, the Senate, and the governorship. And they are increasingly spreading the red wave to states. This has been going on for 10, 20 years. They are now, and their special targets right now are four states: Maine, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. Now, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada were all blue states in the sense that they went for Joe Biden, but the margins in those states, Oregon and Washington and Nevada, have rural areas. Many of the people voted for Trump. Maine has two congressional districts. They have a weird system where they apportion electoral votes by congressional district. So in other words, if you have two congressional districts and Biden wins one of them and Trump wins one of them, they split the electoral votes for that state, or at least for those districts. Now, what are their chances? Because they are looking for complete control, the trifecta. What are their chances, the Republicans? This is not exactly secret. I know about it. Now you know about it. But it's a Republican state legislature commission that's putting a lot of money in targeting individual legislators. I don't know what their odds are. No one knows what their odds are in the upcoming election in November. But the fact that they put Maine, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada at the top of their hit list means that their polling data shows that they think they have a shot at it. They're not spending this money for nothing. There is a fight in this country right now between the Democratic and Republican parties in November for really the soul of the nation, in my view, certainly control for the foreseeable future over elections, personal rights, voting rights, and public policy in a lot of areas. What's going to happen, I want some good news. I'm going to throw out some good news to you right now. A shocking poll, this is described by the Republicans as a shocking poll, described by me as a very welcome poll, just came out nationally. A poll. And it is a poll that is taken every year, several times a year. And they go up to you and they go, all right, if the election were tomorrow, I'm not going to tell you who the candidates are, but if there's a Democratic and a Republican candidate running against each other, which one would you vote for? Quick, which one would you vote for? Now, the reason that's an important poll is because you don't have personal prejudices about candidates. You don't have negative campaigning. You don't have Republicans pouring a lot of money, throwing mud at the Democrat, that kind of thing. And it's just a quick snap decision on their part. Which party do they trust the most going forward? Up through the spring, the Democrats have been underwater on that, in some cases by 3 or 4 points. In other words, 47% might say, I want the Republican, 43% the Democrat. That is historically an aberration. Historically, for decades, even in years that the Democrats may have lost, they were always many points ahead of the Republicans on that one. In other words, on the core values of the parties, the core positions of the parties, people consistently prefer the Democrats. That started to switch. That started to switch with gerrymandering, the reason being that people were used to only seeing Republicans in office in some cases. But in any event, the poll that came out this spring was not good. The poll that just came out puts the Democrats up by 4 points. A huge turnaround. That's a swing of, say, 4 points in April down to 4 points up. That's an 8-point swing. What caused it? I think a couple of things caused it. Number one, the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Even people who were pro-life, even people who had severe reservations about abortion, did not like to see such an abrupt change of national policy in extremist legislatures like in Oklahoma, and not even putting in an exception for the life of the mother. You know, if you've taken away bodily autonomy in spite of our Constitution from someone so that they can't make a decision to save their own life, that's just not right. And Joe Biden, to his credit, just signed some executive orders. One of them simply says, this is coming out of the Department of Health and Human Services. Remember, the executive is also all the administrative agencies. Joe Biden's the head of everything. Those cabinet members are just his agents. And he had them draft an executive order saying that abortions are available throughout the country, no matter what the state law, at least to save the life of the mother. And it's incomprehensible that the Republicans, Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy, are going to lead an attack against that. How do you justify an attack against that? In any event, that's just a stopgap measure. But I think that the abrupt overturning by a partisan Supreme Court of Roe v. Wade contributed to this. But it wasn't the only thing. I think the January 6th Commission has contributed to this. Seeing Cassidy Hutchinson testify. Seeing police officers who were beaten and disabled and can't work anymore. That had a very, very big impact. Seeing the attacks on a wartime president, Joe Biden, stabbing in the back by the Republican leadership on Ukraine has had an effect. Seeing some of the things that Trump has said and done and the fear that he might be the Republican nominee in 2024, I think that's had an impact. Whatever it is, different strokes for different folks. Everybody has a different impact, or every issue has a different impact on every individual. The Dems are up 4 points in preference of parties as opposed to down 4 points not too many months ago. Now, what can you do about it? Well, you can't do anything about it in Maine, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. I'll tell you, the Democrats are very much onto this. But remember, you know, you may say, all right, Matt, this ain't great. But they pick up a few legislatures. What the heck? Remember that there is a Supreme Court case being argued out of North Carolina, probably in October, probably with a decision right after the turn of the year, right after Christmas, where the Supreme Court, and you have a lot of sympathetic ears to this on the Supreme Court, is being asked to rule the so-called status of the, quote, constitutional state legislatures, not dissimilar from the idea of constitutional carry of weapons, where some people argue that the state has no right even to license them, even to require training, even to require safety training, even to deny them to six-year-olds. In other words, everybody has a constitutional right to carry. They also say that you don't have a constitutional right to autonomy over your own body. That's a different question. But they're now saying that the state legislatures have a constitutional right to do anything they want in their elections. And they're going to include federal elections in this, as well as state. Why is that important? Here's the facts in North Carolina. The North Carolina legislature came out with a gerrymander that is the most horrific in the country, and it also had racial gerrymander overtones, and it would have kept them in power forever. The North Carolina Supreme Court overturned it, as they were permitted to do. They said, no, that goes too far, and they were Republicans by and large. Goes too far. The Republican Party said, all right, we're going to petition what's called a writ of certiorari. That's a fancy Latin term used by lawyers to mean you want to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Certiorari in Latin means to make more certain. In other words, Supreme Court, make us more certain as to what the law is. The Supreme Court granted it. There are 9 justices on the Supreme Court. It takes 4 to grant a petition to hear it, but it takes 5 to overturn that decision. There's no doubt in my mind who the 4 were. No doubt in my mind at all. You know who they were: Alito, Thomas, probably Comey Barrett, neither Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, maybe both of them. And they're being asked to say the legislature can do whatever it wants, and even its own governor can't veto it, and even its own state Supreme Court can't overturn it, because the legislature is sacred. Sacred under the Constitution. It's not what the Constitution says. It's not what the Constitution means. And here's the other aberrant thing. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the Supreme Court can overturn anything. They just started doing it 200 years ago. You want to be an originalist? I'll be a real originalist. Get out of my face. How's that? But be very aware of this, because who controls the legislatures is vital. The Republican Party has understood that. They've been targeting it for 30, 40 years. And it's starting to bear fruit. Be very careful. Get very involved. Be sure to vote. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna...